Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, episode 41. This is the first one of season three, and we're going to talk about automation, the things that I automate, and some things that I hardly ever automate. And we're going to talk about a new membership website that we just started a few weeks ago. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Mixed Coach Podcast, the podcast dedicated to making your next recording your best recording. Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Hey, John. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you, too. So here we're just, this is the first episode of Mixed Coach Podcast Season 3.
Season 3. Wow. 41 episodes?
Yeah, this is episode number 41.
Oh, time flies by, man.
Yeah, man. Since the last season, we've kind of done a few things. We've launched Mixed Coach Member. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, Mixed Coach Member is something that I've wanted to do for a while. It's one of those things where I saw a need in the people that I was serving, you know, the guys that are learning to mix, and I find that there are a lot of tutorials out there being done really well.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I opened up a tutorial on YouTube or whatever, I would say, man, you know, they are doing this so much better than I am. But so I was looking for another need to fill, and I felt like that need was you can learn to do this stuff, but you don't have opportunity to do this stuff. Because
yeah.
I know how it is when it's me. Like when I was first starting out and I didn't work in a studio,
mm-hmm.
I was having to create my own stuff. So I was limited on how well I could record by how well I could play guitar or whatever. So what I wanted to offer through Mixed Coach Member was a forum of guys like me, like you, you know, mm-hmm. guys that just want to be better at mixing and want to learn how to run your studio better, want to, you know, the coolest plugins, whether you should even download the demo or maybe, I mean, because, you know, I've learned a lot. I didn't expect a couple things out of this Mixed Coach Member, the forum part. Excuse me. One part is that I would learn so much because I was kind of thinking, you know, that I would kind of be carrying the load of teaching everybody everything. But what I've been pleasantly surprised is I've been learning a lot from some of the guys that are on there. There's some rock star guys on there that are so helpful. And I just, every time I log onto that forum, I know I'm not alone because I see people's, you know, saying how cool it is and how glad they are to be there and to be connected with this community. So, yeah, the Mixed Coach Member was made to be more in-depth tutorial-wise, and the tutorials are based upon the project we're actually mixing. So it's not general stuff that you might want to try on your next project. It's stuff that we're teaching, you know, that you can try on the sessions that we'll give you to download. So it's really cool.
Right on.
I'm loving it.
So each month you basically offer a session to download. You give people audio files and like a Pro Tools session and let them download that and then kind of work through that session, right?
Yeah, the way it's been going. Of course, now it is still a work in progress, as you know. We've been playing catch up because the launch was so, you know, it's been growing like crazy.
Yeah, it's been huge.
But the way it's formatted at right now is that on the first Tuesday of every month,
mm-hmm.
we will offer a download session. And it's like last month was a session where your mix would actually make someone's record.
Right.
And we had a winner to do that and did a fantastic job. His name's Louis Diaz. He's been a subscriber to Mixed Coach, and now he's a Mixed Coach member, and we're glad to have him. But that was the first month, you know, we went through there, and I showed the guys how I would mix it.
Mm-hmm.
Other guys were saying, you know, what they were doing to certain some of the files that were on there, how they were treating them. And at the end of the day, we listened to a bunch of mixes, and, you know, some of the mixes were just unbelievably good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you get a session download and then you get tutorials on that. And then basically you get feedback from other members. Like the thing I've been surprised at the most is that guys will get on there and the first part doesn't surprise me that much. There are mixers will be, they'll make comments on other people's mixes, but it's really helpful and it's really not, you know how most forums even I'm a little timid to get on most forums because there are guys that seem like just lurk on there just to cut your head off, you know, just to be mean and spiteful or whatever.
Absolutely.
Kind of jaded, you get that sort of thing. But these guys on this forum are doing a lot of feedback to each other, and the guys are going back and accepting the you know, critiques, and they're going back and remixing their stuff. And I'm just seeing it just in the you know, probably by the time everybody got the files and we were, before we had to turn them in, there was probably 2 or 3 weeks there And I've just been surprised at how many people have jumped in there and helped each other, and how much improvement I've actually seen just over that short period of time. And we've talked about this before. I know I'm going on about this, but I'm really excited about this site.
Yeah.
We were talking about, you know, when these guys on Mixed Coach Member do a few mixes, like the first mix was country mix.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's up this month is actually a choral project. One of those, it's a choir from New York that are good friends of mine, and it's a completely different style of music.
Yeah.
But once we run these guys through there, I mean, I can, with the 2 or 3 weeks of improvement that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
by the time you're in here, you know, you hang out for 6 months or a year or whatever, it's going to be scary how many good mixers come out of this website.
Absolutely. And I mean, it really gets down to the core of what you know, started the Mix Coach brand for, you know, is literally so you can coach people through mixing.
Right.
And so it's kind of the epitome of everything that you've ever, you know, offered and things like right. that. So, cause you give personal feedback to people and, you know, all that stuff. So
as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
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 And you know, some weeks I'm busier than other weeks, but this is the thing I've been excited about the most. There are, we've got guys from all over the world in there, from the UK, from Spain, from South America, Poland, Russia. I would love to look at a map and see how many countries are represented. It's just amazing. When I'm not available to do comments, I've noticed that those guys are on there commenting all the time. It's just great.
Yeah, I mean, I love getting on there and talking to people and giving people advice, that sort of thing. It's a great community. Everybody seems really friendly with each other too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, so we're back with the Mixed Coach Podcast Season 3. I mean, we have let me touch on a really quick question that we've had on the forums actually that caught my attention.
Okay.
It was a while back. It was about automation. When do you automate? You know, how much do you automate? And what instruments do you automate?
Well, I automate as little as I can.
Okay.
So literally when I'm in Pro Tools, I turn off all the automation except for fader automation. That way I don't...
Okay.
If you ever opened up a session and pan, you'd say, I want to pan this guitar over to this side. And you pan it and then it jumps back over to the...
So frustrating.
It's the most frustrating thing in the world. So I try to make sure that nothing is turned on automation-wise unless I absolutely need it.
Okay.
So I only automate faders, first of all. Never automate mutes. I always do region muting as opposed to track muting because, again, there's nothing more frustrating than to mute a track and listen to it again, and then as soon as you hit play, it comes back on.
Yep.
You know, it's just... So I automate as little as I can. I hardly ever automate drums. I hardly ever automate bass.
Mm-hmm.
I automate guitars, especially if it's intricate parts and there's little, you know, licks that are buried in there. As a matter of fact, I interviewed Louis Diaz, who won the mixing contest, and it's actually a free interview that I put up on YouTube, and it's also on mixcoachmember.com. But he talked about the way he automates. He automates instead of compressing,
yeah,
in a lot of cases, and you really can't fuss with his mix. It's really good. So, but back to my mix, I automate guitar some. I don't even automate guitars unless it's what we call fill tracks here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you in the order I do it. I usually mix automate vocals a lot.
Okay,
and I usually automate those first, and then I'll go back and listen through to the vocals, and then I'll listen in between phrases,
mm-hmm.
of vocals. You know, in country and gospel music, you listen in between the phrases of vocals, and then that's usually where they fill, mm-hmm. F-I-L-L, you know, in the spots. A good Nashville musician will fill naturally. So mm-hmm. I want to make sure that it's not competing with the vocal,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost like, you know, we've talked about this before, where you're kind of looking at a stage.
Yeah.
And if the lead singer is singing front and center, and then they walk away from their microphone, your tendency is to go look and see who's doing something at the same time, right?
Yeah.
It may be a guitar solo, it may be, you know, it may be a piano player playing a fill, it could be a, you know, it could be anything.
Yeah.
But so I kind of try to approach automating the same way. I try to listen to a mix and make sure that there's something that's grabbing your attention if the lead singer or if the vocalist is not singing. So
cool.
So I don't do a ton of automation, but the automation that I do is usually vocals, And that's quite a bit on vocals. Mm-hmm. And then fill instruments.
Great.
Usually. So.
Great. I think that answers the question. And so we're back with season 3. And next week we'll touch on some more stuff. So.
Looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
If you want to be a part of the coolest mixing community around, you should definitely check out Mix Coach Member. We have an active forum full of friendly and knowledgeable engineers who would love to meet you. Come check it out, mixcoachmember.com.